UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs John Holmes arrived in Sri Lanka today amid mounting pressure on the Tamil Tiger rebels to surrender and the government to halt its offensive to wipe out a foe it has fought since 1983. Meanwhile, the Tamil Tigers are warning that thousands of people trapped in the war zone are facing starvation. Irene Lagan spoke with Simon Shorno, spokesperson for the International Red Cross in Sri Lanka.
The situation for civilians is critical, with no access to medical care, no medicine, water and sanitation, extremely limited as well as food. A week ago, you still had a medical structure in the conflict area in Putumatalan, where it was a makeshift medical structure, but you know, with a modicum, with a place where wounded and sick people could come, with a couple of doctors working, very limited medical supplies already. Today, there is no medical structure whatsoever. There is a first aid point that a couple of doctors are manning. And in that first aid point, yesterday there were 1,000 people waiting to be evacuated when we got there and evacuated 500 persons. Gives you a sense of the needs on the ground.
Now, the U.S. today and also the G8 have both issued statements calling for an end to the conflict and an awareness of the civilian suffering that is taking place. Is this likely to put any pressure on both the government and the rebel forces?
Well, this, you know, remains to be seen. I mean, we issued our own formal call to the parties to the conflict on Monday. Situation has not really substantially changed on the ground. We have not been able to bring in medicine in the conflict area. People who've left the conflict area as well are in dire condition. We started distributing water and putting up tents in the past couple of days, but you have thousands of people stranded at checkpoints where they're processed by the Sri Lankan military to be brought into those transit camps. Their situation is dire as well. The situation in the camp, also the camps are not necessarily ready to receive the number of people who've been receiving. So there's a whole set of issues, but primarily the situation within the conflict area is most critical, and we don't really see change for the moment.